Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Well, the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And so we are thankful to God for allowing us to rise early on a Saturday morning. Amen. Hope and pray you all have had a blessed week and are looking forward to worship on Sunday. Thank you all so much for joining on the line this morning. We are on day 28 of our 40-day sojourn together, just 12 more days left in our time of prayer and fasting. So we are thankful to God for this time. All right, beloved, well, I'm not going to miss words. It's Saturday. Y'all busy. We all got things to do. So let's get right to the word. The word this morning comes to us from Psalm 103. Psalm 103, and I want to look at verses 2, 3, 4, and 5. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. I believe there's a word of blessing there for all of us. In Psalm 103, beginning at verse 2 and ending at verse 5, here's what the word of the Lord says, and I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about it's all included. It's all included. This psalm is a psalm of David. It's one of David's greatest praise psalms ever. And this psalm is written in the latter part of King David's life. It's a kind of remembrance of all the things that God has done, but not only for the people of Israel, but for David himself. And David reminds us in this psalm that it's all included. When I thought about this, I thought about the fact that a lot of people get all-inclusive packages on your vacations. That it's not enough to just get the room, but all-inclusive packages. You also get food. You also get access to parks and beaches and reserved areas. You get access to fine dining and use of facilities as long as you have paid for the package. You can partake in what is all inclusive. God does the same thing for us. He gives us a great all inclusive package, and that's why God is worthy of all our praise, because of all the benefits that we receive. Beloved, my question this morning, beloved, is what's all included? What's all included? There are three things out of the text that I think will help us to see what's all included. Number one, God fully restores us. That's what's all included. God fully restores us. Bible says, verse 2, that we ought to praise the Lord, my soul, because we ought not forget all his benefits. All of his benefits. Well, what are his benefits? Verse 3 says, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Isn't it a blessed thing to know that God forgives us of all our sins and heals us of all our diseases? And what we see here, beloved, is that God fully restores us. Restoration comes. That's what forgiveness is. It is a form of restoration. And then when God forgives us, he also cleanses us of all our diseases. So this is a reminder that God not only revives us, but he restores us. He restores us from a physical and spiritual death. And so, beloved, his all-inclusive benefits in his all-inclusive package gives us forgiveness and it gives us healing. God restores us physically and spiritually. It's all included. Thing is, you've got to be counted as a child of God. You got to be on the Lord's side. So when you're on God's side, it's all inclusive because God restores and God revives. But there's more to this benefits package. Not only can I not forget all his benefits because God fully restores us, he forgives us, and he heals all our diseases. The second thing I want to show you, beloved, is that God fully redeems us. God fully redeems us. Look at verse 4. The Bible says, "Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." Part of this all-inclusive benefits package that we receive is not only does God fully restore us, but God faithfully redeems us. Faithfully redeems us. God faithfully takes away hell and damnation and gives us his benevolence of love and compassion. Think about that. We have been redeemed from the brink of hellfire and damnation. But when the text talks about he redeems your life from the pit, when we are a part of God's benefit package and it's all inclusive, all means that I am no longer under the direction of going toward hell or damnation. Because the Lord has fully redeemed us. He faithfully takes away those things that would separate us from his presence. But then God also is such a benevolent God. He extends to us his love and compassion. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm grateful for a God who gives us great love and great compassion. It's all included. It's an all-inclusive benefits package. So not only does God fully restore us because he forgives all our sins, heals all our diseases, but God also faithfully redeems us, faithfully takes away hell and damnation, and gives us his love and compassion. But here's the last thing I want to give you, beloved. It's so blessed. It's such a blessing. God fully restores us. God faithfully redeems us. But then God favorably renews us. God favorably renews us. Look at verse 5. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I love it. I love it. See, when you really know who God is, he will keep renewing you like an eagle. What does that mean? That means you'll be able, even in your latter years, to soar and thrive, even as you have advanced in age. God's promise still holds true, that you'll be able to climb high heights and reach certain depths. It means that God will favorably renew us every time he gets a chance. That's the promise that still holds true, that what it means is he satisfies our desires with good things. And you do know a part of God's renewal in this all-inclusive benefits package is that not only will God restore us, not only does God redeem us, but God renews us. Every day we're on the wake-up list. God renews us. He satisfies our desires with good things. And listen, it's not money that's important. He satisfies us with good things. He puts you in your right mind. He satisfies your desires with good things. I'm not talking about a bigger house, no. But he satisfies your desires with good things. He gives you a heart filled with hope. He satisfies your desires with good things. I'm not talking about a car, a new whip. No, I'm talking about the fact that God will give you the courage that you need. Be courageous, child of God. He renews us. And this is all a part of God's all-inclusive benefits package. Anybody grateful, hallelujah, that God fully restores us, God faithfully redeems us, and God favorably renews us. This is why verse 1 in the King James Version of the Bible, I like how it reads here, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his name." Why? Verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, because I cannot forget all his benefits." It's all included. Hallelujah. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come today grateful for your all-inclusive package, all the benefits that we receive, Lord God. Thank you for the psalm and song of King David. As a reminder to all of us, Lord Jesus, that we have benefited greatly from your mercy and your grace and your love and your kindness. Now, God, remind us that it's all included, that you have fully restored us. It's all included, that you have faithfully redeemed us. It's all included, that you have favorably renewed us like the eagles, Lord God. Satisfying our desires with the good things that we need. That's why, Lord God, we will bless the Lord, all our souls and all that's within us. And we'll bless your name because we cannot forget. John P. Key said, "Never shall forget what you've done for me. Never shall forget how you set me free. Never shall forget how you brought me out. I can't forget it." Hallelujah. I can't forget it, what you've done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your all-inclusive package. It's all included. Amen. God be praised, beloved. If you prayed that prayer with me, then you can't forget the benefits of all the things that God has done for us. Y'all be blessed today and get to church on tomorrow. Amen. I'm working on something really good for tomorrow at First Baptist, and I want you, wherever you are, to get a great word of God, and then we'll come back on Monday and start this climb all the way to day 40. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Enjoy your day. It's all included.